advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Well, it's almost time for a new intro and a new year. Yeah.
You have something in mind?
I don't know. I'll throw something together, but I'm tired of that one already.
Still going to say, please read from sheets.
Yeah, that's the signature. That's the signature stolen portion.
Right. So just like the conspiracy part?
The very beginning. I'm over it already.
All right. So.
Remember when Dave used to say, drop that funky intro? What did he say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drop that funky intro? No.
Yeah.
Yep.
Play that funky intro?
Drop, Brad.
Drop that funky intro.
Yeah.
Not intro.
Yeah. It says drop your drawers.
Like beat or something.
Funky music white boy.
That's what it was. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I really enjoy, somebody asked, I think you saw, or one of you guys saw it on Facebook Messenger, when listeners ask like, hey, I can't find El Yucateco. I'm at such and such place. Like, help me out. And I just copy and pasted the Beastie Boys.
I was Paul wondering Revere. Which one you guys did that.
I changed the lyrics to like go like.
I thought that must be Dave going crazy. I was like, who sat here and wrote this?
Then I just changed and added our names in, you know, like.
You still spent some time on that response.
Yeah.
I saw that. And they were just like, ha ha. Too much.
I'm like, I don't know where to get it at over there. Like, maybe we'll take a trip there.
Well, the funny thing is, I actually said, well, just give me the address. I'll find out. But then the address was indecipherable. I haven't even tried
it. Well, they did it on purpose.
I don't know. It didn't make any sense. It was like a military
base.
Yeah,
he's like, I live in two places. Here's my fucked up address.
Yeah.
Try and figure it out. And we're like, we're trying to help you.
Yeah. And, can you give me some help?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Here's a bad address.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know what format I'm supposed to deliver that address in. I don't even know how to search that. So.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Was it in the States? Funny.
No, it was UK.
I'm telling you, like, I should try to find that.
It was Berkshire, London.
I don't even
London,
think it was
London.
That. It was confusing. I'll look it up. Are we going to drink this right now?
I don't know.
What?
Drinking this right now?
No, he's not.
Sure.
Oh, Dave went for it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So somebody gave us whiskey.
From?
Jake Cox from Australia.
Oh, you're doing the Australia one.
Yeah.
Jake?
Okay. Jade. Oh, wait.
No, it's Jack Cox. That was
Jack?
The name. Yeah.
What happened here?
Because if it's Jade Cox, that's
it is Jack Cox because Brad said, is that a real name? Like, yeah, they're probably just getting us to say fucking.
Yeah.
Well, with like, Jade Cox, I'm picturing like ancient dildos of the world or something.
Make me fix this. I made Jade a label Cox. And somehow when I was, because the tape was out and I made a new sticker.
I'm not going to remember that. So Jack Cox from Australia spent a bunch of kangarooples.
A ton of kangarooples.
To ship us whiskey and Vegemite.
Yes.
Vegemite.
I've never had this.
First,
I've never had it.
I'd like to say g'day.
Yeah. Top of the morning to you.
No.
G'day. What do they say?
They don't say top of the morning. That's Irish.
What sound does a kangaroo make?
Yes.
That's like the brother of the dildo gun.
Oh shit. Did you see the dildo gun online?
No.
Did you see it?
No.
Someone posted a dildo gun. It was like a grenade launcher, like AR grenade launcher attachment. And he sits there and finger stuffs a dildo in this grenade launcher and shoots it inside their shop against a wall. It did not make the noise you thought it was going to make though.
Well, they should have edited it in.
Well, we can find that video. It's still on there.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, it's Fireball. Is that considered like proper whiskey?
No.
I don't know if that is. That's just like cinnamon whiskey. And I've never had it.
Yeah, people love it. I've heard people a lot of
lightweight bitches like it. That's really what it is.
I'm not trying to pour that.
I like whiskey, but I don't want it to taste like whiskey. That's what this is.
So
this is, I want it to taste like cinnamon gummy bears. Oh, you know what really pissed me off? So
speaking of cinnamon,
Sherry, I went in. I kind of wasn't feeling that good either. I think Brent transferred his Montezuma's Revenge to me, and I was like, "Oh, Pepto Bismol!" Like, I just want to take a little swig of that, like make my stomach feel a little better. And I was expecting the wintergreen flavor, and it was fucking cherry.
I don't even know. Doesn't it all just taste like fucking pink?
Doesn't it all just taste like chalk? Yeah.
You guys don't know what Pepto-Bismol tastes like? It tastes like wintergreen.
I didn't know there was different flavors.
No, that's the original classic flavor. Okay. Wintergreen flavor. It tastes like wintergreen Malox. Delicious.
Malox, not Malox. Yeah. Malox.
Yeah, Malox.
There I go, correcting people. I'm such an asshole.
And
I'm with you on Malox then.
All right.
And what is that, Dave?
How much did you want?
I don't know.
Mine's not very much.
I'm not
either.
Even gonna be able to taste it. It's okay. Are we gone? All right. We'll butcher his name.
Because I have Montezuma's Revenge, and I'm gonna throw up by the end of this episode.
That might help you.
Ooh. Oh my god.
You okay?
That's spicy.
It's so fucking sweet.
It's just cinnamon. Like, yeah.
I can see why people. I mean, I'd rather drink straight whiskey, but I can fully see why people drink that. Like, it already tastes like a mixed cocktail.
Well, the aftertaste is just cinnamon.
I don't mind, but there's so much sweetness. That was like maple syrup with cinnamon.
No, I see the appeal of that. If you just had that on ice, you would just sip it and feel pretty toasty after a couple minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. People, that's what I said. Lightweight bitches. Sorry, Jack Cox.
Jack, probably not the real name, Jack
that's
Cox.
That's okay.
That's not bad.
Wonder if they thought it was illegal to ship.
Do you have to refrigerate Vegemite?
I have say no idea. On there.
Probably made in Australia. So we have Marmite. This is Vegemite.
Yeah.
And I had
the real deal.
I jokingly said that the other one tastes like the soul of 1,000 Centrums, and this one actually says B vitamins on the front. Let's see what it smells like.
That one tastes. That doesn't taste like Marmite. They don't taste the same because I tasted the Marmite last time, and I was. This is it's a different beast.
It must be because Brent, I almost threw up at the Marmite and Brent
I got gaggy.
Said it didn't smell bad.
So for the record, I don't think this would normally make me throw up, but I don't feel well, but here it is. We were shotting out the whiskey, so I'm going to put it on the end of a knife and I'm going to go for it.
Oh man.
I might throw up. This is like.
It's not the same texture either.
It does not
either.
Smell the same. Oh dude, I'm a little gaggy.
Here, let me see it. Give it to me. I'll do
it. Yeah.
Ooh, man.
Let me smell it. I don't remember it smelling that bad.
I think it's just because I'm nauseous already. It doesn't smell like Marmite. It's Marmite right here.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, I mean.
It's yeast.
This smells like burnt bread or something. It's yeast. It smells better than the Marmite.
That's what it is.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to try it. On a knife. Brad's got
this is way different. It's like fucking chocolate texture.
It's not as gelatinous. It's
not flavored.
All right. There's Brad. I'm nervous.
Oh, we should have filmed it. That was a great face.
Oh my god, where's the Red Bull?
I will film it just in case, because honestly, with my fucking Montezuma's Revenge thing, I'm a little worried. That
does not smell as bad as Marmite. Oh, but it tastes so much worse. Oh my god,
I kind of like Vegemite.
Let's see here.
For vitality.
Yeah. Don't you feel vital right now?
No, I feel fatality. Jesus.
It's dark on here.
Oh, man.
All right.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
You're in for one, buddy.
Here we go.
Let's see.
I don't know. Brent will probably be like, oh, it doesn't taste bad.
Maybe.
I don't know. He might throw up all over the place.
Yeah.
Hippy-dippy?
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm. He's going. He went for.
Oh, there's a back knife. There's like one.
It's really salty.
Yeah, it's really salty.
Really
it's just
salty.
Like it's salt. Yeah. It's salt and yeast.
It's worse than the Marmite.
Not fucking good. I don't understand. Like who? Why?
Why? Why would
Here's
you
the
do
thing. Because I got some. And
why?
Because Erica was in Australia and she sent me some and I had just seen a thing. I think it was Hugh Jackman was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
I knocked the record. It didn't record. I knocked it off.
And they made,
it's okay.
They made toast and they put butter on the toast and then they put like hardly any Vegemite on it.
Yeah.
And he said, that's the way to do it. And I did it that way. And I was like, it's not, it wasn't great. I wasn't like coming back for more, but I was like, I can see that's not a bad thing.
No, it is. It's a,
but like
it's
I said, I add a spoonful to soup and it gives it like a salty.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Not like my, not a bowl of soup, like a pot of soup.
Yeah.
Like I consider it to be like a bowl of soup.
It's literally, I think if you ate like a bouillon cube, that's how salty it is.
Yeah, that's exactly how salty it is.
It's really salty.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on edge now. Like I'm super fucking yucky.
Oh. So you do. Man. So Brent has Montezuma's revenge because he went to Mexico.
I think my mom's going to have to go to the hospital. Like,
really?
She has malaria.
Dude, we had like a 5.5 hour flight and my mom was like, bless her heart, like thrown up in her mouth and swallowing it. It was rough. We were packed in that plane. You couldn't get up. They kept having the seatbelt light on and we were the furthest from the back of the plane where the bathroom
was. Oh, you guys
were
in first class.
We were right behind first class and you can't go in there.
First class, yeah.
So she was just sitting there miserable. We got to LAX puking all over the road. It was rough. She's probably going to be mad that I said that, but she's not. Like, I was worried. Like, hers is bad. My daughter's sick. I'm sick. Everybody's sick.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go to Mexico.
I brushed my teeth with the water. I never drank any water, but I did brush my teeth with water. But
and you ate the food that was cooked in the water.
I did eat the food, but...
Well, ideally, the cooking should have killed the germs.
You everyone can't said kill just, those germs.
I drank only bottled drinks, and if I got
ice... You didn't take
ice,
like a life straw?
Be,
you should have took life straws.
I'm going to drink a Coke on the beach with a life straw and shit, just veins popping out my fucking head.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have.
I'm just wearing gloves and shit.
Seriously took a life
straw. What's weird is we didn't get sick till we got home, and my brother and his fiance didn't get sick, so I think it happened in Mexico City, because they didn't go there. They had a different flight. So whatever the last fucking little thing, like... We did a drink from the place in the airport.
Yeah.
Something, someone touched something. But I haven't thrown up, but I do not feel good. I'm going to call some dinosaurs. Brad's got some. Yeah.
Vegemite, dude. Mm.
There's a little bit of yuck yuck in my mouth.
It's
still
not good.
I'm going to open this Red Bull.
Yeah. It's bad.
So, in honor of the trip to Mexico, because he was going there for this purpose, you've always wanted to see Chichen Itza. And I didn't even know what it was or how to spell it.
Yeah.
Specifically El Castillo, which is that pyramid that's like, I didn't even realize, like, I just kept thinking that was, even when I went there, I thought that is Chichen Itza, but that's not Chichen Itza.
Right.
It wasn't as big, huh?
No, like it was, man.
Oh, it was huge.
I'll be honest. Like, it was, it's like embarrassing. It was like awe inspiring. Like, being there in the presence of that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I've never been in a situation like that where, like, you saw something. I mean, I went to the Eiffel Tower and I looked up. I'll be honest, my throat hurt real bad. Okay. Yeah,
that's
like,
okay.
I got there and I was like, I don't even, I'm not going into detail because there will be pictures made and I'm going to embarrass myself. But like, it was awe inspiring. And like, there was just an overwhelming sense of like, just holy shit, I can't believe I'm here seeing this.
Yeah.
It was impressive. It really
was. It's in the Yucatan Peninsula, way down. Like, way
down. It's at the bottom of the Gulf, pretty much.
Yeah, so it was a Mayan city, right? A city center. And starting from, I read different dates, like somewhere around 400 to 450 AD.
It's very confusing because not a lot is known.
Right.
Like when the Spanish came over, as soon as they discovered anything that was burnable, they burned it.
Yeah.
Like there was like thousands of these texts called like codices and like what their version of like an almanac is. And there's only like four and they're somewhere off in Europe. They were taken and they're at a museum somewhere.
Right.
But there's very little known about it. It's literally like word to mouth hearsay through culture. What was carved into stone that we can decipher based off of the Rosetta Stone that they found at the one location. But it's very mysterious. Like even the pyramid itself there, that specific pyramid, it's called the pyramid of like Kukla Khan or something, which is the flying serpent.
Yeah. The Ku Klux Klan.
The pyramid of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah. Let's just call it the pyramid of Ku Klux Klan and chicken pizza.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was,
which is also known as, Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm
really
probably
confusing.
Saying wrong.
And then Chichen Itza is supposed to mean like, city at the mouth of the well or something.
Right.
Or it could possibly mean like 7 liters or like
seven layer dip.
No, something like pyramid in the bushes or some shit. Like there's all these different translations because there's no uniform, like known deciphering of the language because there's so much diversity in the language there and all of the stuff being burned. They really don't know.
Like, well, that's another thing. Cause what I didn't know, like the Mayan culture, like when I was reading about the Mayan Empire, like I always hear about it, like spanning all over Mexico and everything. And but it wasn't like a cohesive empire. Like it was a bunch of individual city states. So the language would be varied everywhere because there wasn't a consistent.
Even in Mexico, some of the places we went, they spoke Mayan.
Yeah.
They spoke Mayan. They spoke Spanish. They spoke variations of Spanish.
Yeah.
Like bathroom wasn't bathroom necessarily where you went. It was, it was a trip.
Yeah. The Mayan civilization was like 1,000 years old. Like they lasted for 1,000 years.
And they were like, you saw the architecture and shit, like just unbelievable what they pulled off.
That pyramid. This
and
is the
FYI,
thing.
Isn't it very nearby?
It is where El Yucateco was made.
That's
it is.
Right.
And you know what, man? I didn't get to make it to the factory. I was like in a group of eight and there was a lot of compromise going on in multiple vehicles. But I did make it to a bunch of local stores and go on missions for Yucateco and I filmed it. So we'll post those at some point in time. I did some little Yucateco missions while I was out shopping. But no, the trip is like that. Everyone says Mayan, but this particular El Castillo.
I say Yorin.
This particular pyramid was actually made by the Toltec, that the Toltec had invaded and made it. And what's a trip is everyone thinks like, oh, the aliens built this thing, right? They're like, they had to, they couldn't have built that thing. It's aliens. I went on a guided tour of this thing. I stood right in front of it and it's a trip. That temple is built on top of another temple. Yeah. There's a temple within that temple.
Yeah.
And now they just recently discovered a temple within that temple.
Now we're getting some Inception shit.
The Russians built it.
It's like a Russian doll.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, is this one of the temples that is in line with the Egyptian pyramids? Like, is it?
You know what? There's that whole equatorial crazy line. I think it's Palenque.
Yeah.
That's the one you wanted to go to.
The one I want to go to, but it was like 600 miles or something crazy. And I'll be honest, man, driving there was insane. Like I literally took an Alpha Brain one day knowing that I needed to go through that traffic. We folded our mirrors in so that I didn't hit dudes on like scooters and motorized beach cruisers.
Fuck.
It was,
you're supposed to hit them.
It was like LA traffic without lines on the road or rules. Roundabouts every like couple blocks. It was confusing as fuck.
Were there goats?
Not goats. What do we see a lot of? Dude, there's Volkswagen buses everywhere. Volkswagen buses, Volkswagen Beetles, and Volkswagen things, which are like rare here. Hundreds of buses. I saw hundreds of buses, and they have like radiators on
them. You're in heaven.
The thing is, they manufactured Volkswagens there until like 2000 or something. Wow. So there are brand new vehicles from the 70s. It's like new old stock. Like they manufactured brand new cars that are just like the ones in the 70s. It was a trip. So everyone drove those. Everyone drove scooters.
Why are those not here? I don't understand.
It has something to do with smog. We can't, because they're building new vehicles that don't meet smog, where smog is grandfathered in.
You would just register it to an old one.
You may be. There's a VIN number and it lines up to the other.
Yeah, but you get rid of the VIN number, put a new VIN number on. That's not illegal.
Pyramid inside a pyramid. So they would utilize the fact that a mass was already there.
And then they would build on top of it because they discovered, I don't think they discovered until the 1930s that there was a number two.
Yeah, it was 30s or 40s.
Under there, yeah. And it's a inside, there's like, they discovered a Chalk Mool statue, which is the...
It's the reclined stomach.
Yeah, it's like they're doing crunches, like they're laying on their back and doing like crunches
and
with their knees
on those. Yeah.
And they'd have like a plate on their belly, and then there was a jaguar, like a throne shaped like a jaguar, covered in fucking jade.
You don't get to see that though. They closed it off the public. You used to be able to climb it, and used to be able to go inside of it, but right now it's under repair and restoration inside. Which brings to mind the most impressive thing that I didn't know is, if you look at pictures of El Castillo and of Chichen Itza, like when it was first discovered, like in the 1800s, it was in rubble. It was rubble. Literally, archaeologists reassembled it, which for me takes a little bit away from it.
Because they put it back how they think
it goes.
They
went and like numbered the stones, and then there was luckily one side intact to let them go off of, and they put those stones back.
Wow.
Some of the stones are missing, so on one of the sides, you can see the under layer And this is the trip. They took like what looks like river rock and rubble, and they filled in the gaps on the old temple. Like they knock the top of the old temple off, and then they fill the gaps of the steps in with rubble. Like it just looks like shit rocks just thrown up it and then smoothed out. And then all the badass big placement stones on the outside of it, kind of like how the pyramid is. You see all the stones and there were those other, you know, the pyramid.
Yeah, they made some sort of mortar.
Yeah, like, and it's just smoothed out. And under it is just crap rock for filler. And then, so you can see the underlying layer. And I'm like, well, aliens didn't do that shit. They would have like fucking levitated giant stones or something. So they just built on top of the old structure to save labor. And because they considered the point where it was built sacred, it's built on top of like crazy natural caverns and cisterns and water wells.
And I know, and I didn't get a whole lot into it, but I know that all of the Mayan cities followed some sort of what they called sacred geometry, and the cities themselves were all in alignment with each other and with the stars and with they didn't, like, no Mayan city was just, oh, we should build one here because there's water. It's like, no, you need to build one.
They were strict
in accordance to where everything they believe else
that
must
if they
be.
Did that, it was like OCD. Like it was like, if I was building it, I would have to care about it, face the cardinal points, and then it was straight, and then it had a connection to the city. Like, did you see the kid that discovered the city in the jungle?
No.
Like a 15-year-old kid figured this shit out a couple years ago, that it was that all of the Mayan cities, Aztec, Toltec, Incan, all of those cities had to do with constellations. And he figured out, well, if that's true, then there should be a city right here in the middle of the fucking trees. And guess what?
There was.
Archaeologists like, holy shit, a 16-year-old kid figured out, and he discovered some city that no one had discovered.
Wow.
Because the terrain and the, it's so thick. I'll have to post some like personal pictures on there of like what it looks like around it, because that stuff was covered. Like while I took a guided tour and the guy was walking us around, the stuff that hasn't been cleaned up and fixed yet, it's like there's trees, huge trees, 100-year-old, 200-year-old trees growing out of what looks like the side of a mountain with a couple bricks exposed. So the labor of using a toothbrush and like a fucking, what are those little cement tools, you know, what are they called? The little things to clear the dirt away. And they do, it's painstaking, super patient labor to clear that stuff away because they could damage something. So they have to take trees out, cut roots out, get that stuff out, get the dirt away, and then reassemble the temples. It's insane.
That's crazy.
That. Yeah.
Cause I know, cause the, it became that area, Chichen Itza, the whole area that was there was like the center of Mayan culture for like two centuries. Like, and one of the reasons why is because it is near, like, there's not a lot of running water, I guess, in that area, like very arid. So it was built over what they called cenotes.
Yeah. My brother called it cenotes too, because it's more gangster. Super rocky. They have super rocky soil, which I noticed that, like, as you drive down these roads, you're like, there are stone walls of stacked rock. Was it Robert Frost or something? Like, there's just walls for hundreds of miles I drove across Mexico, and there are these stacked rock walls. And what it is, my stepdad noticed, he was like, you know what it is? They had to try to clear their land. The farmers that own that land had to clear their land of those rocks because they can't grow anything. So they literally just build the walls with those rocks that are there in the soil. So, and there's not a lot of groundwater. It is kind of arid. It's humid, but there's not a lot of agricultural, like fertile ground.
Right.
It's made out of limestone. All of the Yucatan Peninsula is made out of limestone. And so what has happened because of like it dissolves, it's a softer stone, I guess. And these things would cave in, and the groundwater aquifers would come up to the surface, and they create those things
basically called giant fucking sinkholes.
And they are insane. Swam in an underground cave inside of one of the cenotes where like the Mayan people have carved out a circle, and it looks like it was drilled out. It's a trip. I don't know how they did it, and no one there really spoke good enough English, nor did I speak good enough Spanish to ask enough questions to figure out what was up with it. But it had a for light to let it in, and I can't imagine how horrifying prior to there being light in that tunnel, because when I went in there, there's like underwater lighting and industrial lighting inside there, and a breaker panel and a wood, like, you know, dock built around so you can climb a ladder and get into the water. But back in the day, if you walked in there with a torch, fuck that Indiana Jones shit. Like, no fucking way would you get in that water. Not to mention they would sacrifice people in there. They thought that the water world was some underground fucking way to where the dead went.
Yeah, and I wondered about that because I was reading that like the Mayans would sacrifice like people and items. bombs by dumping them into these giant sinkholes where they also got their water.
Their water.
Like, that doesn't seem good.
I think it's a freshwater. There's a flow.
That's because we know better.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all. It's just, I mean, but apparently it didn't fucking kill them all off. Or yeah.
They also cut out everyone's fucking heart repetitively to make the crops grow better. You know what I mean? So it's just, it was superstition. But apparently the water has good enough underground flow. Maybe not. That's what's going on. We just need to cut some more hearts out, man.
That's right.
Fix I have a pool in my backyard. I throw bodies in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I swam in one of those things and it was fucking...
A body pool?
It was still scary.
Yeah.
And there was like a guy with a fucking ring that he could toss to you if you got in trouble.
I lied. I don't have a pool.
I kind of skipped over. I was like, does Brad have a pool? I've been to Brad's house. He's on a pool. Fucking baby pool from Walmart.
Well, that's where he buries the babies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't need a big pool.
No.
Yeah. No. You can put one of them in a dog water bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, you only got to cover their face, right? Yeah.
The head has to fit in.
But no, so the thing that I was tripping on.
My pug wants to wear skin suits too.
See? Yeah. Not just people's. Yeah. But I was tripping because from everything that I was reading, like, archaeologists don't think that the Mayans had the wheel.
Apparently not.
When they
I talked
built,
to the guide about
when
that,
they built these things, they don't think they had metal, like hard metal tools, and they still carved this stone, did this artwork, like had math more sophisticated than anyone on Earth. They developed the concept of the number zero, like something
800
like,
years.
Yeah, 800 years before
the rest of the modern world was there.
I mean, their math was impeccable.
They had a decimal system as well.
Yeah. I watched a couple documentaries because the Chichen Itza thing was hard to discern from like the Mayan civilization.
Sure. Yeah.
But it was, they said that they did have the wheel and they did have tools, but because of that they wanted to please their gods and for whatever reason, it was more, like, I don't know, kind of like the sacrifice thing to
the
do
hardship.
It without, yeah, the hardship,
right.
The work and the detail that went into it without using the tools that they had. That was kind of like the blood, sweat, and tears thing. So,
and that makes sense because everything I read said that they didn't have the wheel. And I read one article that said most people think they didn't have the wheel,
but they did.
But archaeological evidence has indicated that there were wheels in existence, but they were very rare and like no one used them.
I'll tell you what's
but
they crazy.
Found some.
Yeah.
The city of Chichen Itza itself, the site was super like unlevel terrain. And the most impressive thing over building those pyramids is the fact that they leveled that whole area. It's like 5 square acres or something.
And right. They probably did it by hand.
They did. They moved stone. And so this is the thing. We look at that thing in the jungle. It's all gray stone and it's in the middle of just kind of like grass and dirt. If you look down when you're walking there, for one, all the rocks have shell fossils. I mean, you can just reach down and grab a fossil off the ground. It's insane. Every rock on the ground, you could just see seashells in it and fossils of seashells just all over the place.
Wow.
But what's a trip is it was all plastered at the time. It was a hard, flat surface, like going out to like the marketplace or something.
Right.
It was like concrete. They raised some of the areas 30 feet to make it level.
Fuck.
By hand, moving rubble and dirt and rock to level that. And then they plastered it. All of the buildings were actually red, blue, yellow, like a more traditional, you know, like you would think from a Spanish type of culture where all the buildings are these hard,
those
vibrant
bright colors. Yeah.
And there's some of it was preserved, like in the top of the temples that haven't been exposed to weather. He showed us pictures of this is what it looks like. It's bright red in there. One of the things you could see up in the
ceiling.
And
really quick, by the way, don't undermine how difficult it would have been to make those pigments.
They used worms.
Like
and he
we,
says
I mean,
for
exactly.
Red,
like
yeah.
We think about paint. It's like, I mean, even like studying like the little bit of art history that I know, it's like paint was really fucking hard to make. Like getting vibrant colors was difficult.
The Pyramid of Castile is 60,000 tons and the outer surface was painted red at the time. And you made red pigment with fucking worms. Like they still use the worms there for the pigment in lipstick today.
That's a lot of worms.
That's a lot of worms.
I can understand some lipstick, but that's a fucking ton of worms.
Yeah. But the other thing is, so, and the temple was built to line up with like because they were crazy into looking at the stars, astronomy, all this stuff. And again, the sacred geometry, all the stuff that they did. So it's lined up, and apparently it points at Venus at certain points.
There's an observatory there.
Yeah, there's an observatory.
It's a domed observatory. It looks like your modern day observatory.
Yeah.
And this thing is huge, but they build this massive observatory to be above the line of the other temple, so it's really high. But the windows that you view out of were 8 inches square. So that's small. It's big for wieners. Right. It's small for for astronomy windows, right?
So, and the thing is, so that main temple of Shaka Khan was twice a year on the spring and autumn equinox, a shadow falls on the pyramid that looks like a snake climbing up the pyramid.
It takes 45 minutes. I actually talked to another visitor there that said that they had the opportunity to be here on that occasion. I guess it's really crazy and busy when that happens.
I bet.
Each night, they have a night show, like an after hours night show. I wasn't able to go, but they recreate it using, fake light sources to do it. But yeah, on two times a year on the spring and autumn equinox, the light shines perfectly across the corner edge of the stone and casts those inverted triangles against the steps, and it simulates the serpent going down the stairs and up the stairs.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, how do you build that? And you did it on top of another structure. Yeah. How do you even calculate that?
Yeah.
I don't think insane.
Aliens.
Well, there is some weird alien stuff to tie into it later. Like that,
there's definitely
some theoretical things.
Theoretical alien.
But construction wise, I mean, it's just crazy math.
I don't think they really even know, because like I said, some of the stuff I was watching, a lot of history has said, oh, well, the Mayans were peaceful people. They didn't have wars. You know, they were all in line with each other. There were 40 different kingdoms, basically. And they were all had trade routes and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But recently, they've found that there were bloody wars, and pretty much it was a deadly civilization.
Very specific, pictograph what did they call it? It was hieroglyphics still.
They're kind of hieroglyphics. Yeah. They're Mayan glyphics, whatever.
Right. Glyphs. Okay. Yeah. Glyphs, I don't remember what they called them exactly. Yeah. Cause everything I read, even the guide, maybe. When you go on the guide, he still said that they were a peaceful people of farmers.
Yeah. And they weren't
warring tribes of Aztec or Toltec would come in, and they were unexpected in Spanish, and that's what led to the decimation. But really, what it looked like after the research and being there and talking to the guide, you get a lot of conflicting information. But what the popular thing is that killed them most, or at least crumbled their kingdom, was that those cenotes was their water source. And today, scuba divers go down and they'll find, because they're full now, but scuba divers will go in and they'll go in like a fucking mile or something crazy down these caves, because they go way down and then they'll swim way, not a mile, but they'll swim way in hundreds of feet, and they'll find pottery and skeletons and gold and stuff and tools way down. There's no way those fools are fucking holding their breath, diving down there and setting up full fires. What had happened was the water table fell.
It just kept going lower.
It kept going down. Yeah. And so they would jump in there with ropes and come down and bucket the water up, because that was their water. But their society, they had 30,000, 50,000 people or something.
Yeah, I read 50,000.
Yeah, and they had to literally plant between rocks and shit, because there wasn't enough. So eventually drought and exhaustive soil content, not being able to farm anymore. Yeah, but it's not that they disappeared. You watch Ancient Aliens and it's they just up and disappeared. All of a sudden this giant 50,000 people disappeared. What happened was the water went away, the agriculture went away, Spanish came in, warring tribes, all this stuff. They're still there. They didn't go anywhere.
Right.
It just, they mixed in through breeding with a society, and that culture is still there. They just moved in with the rest.
If it's utter devastation, then within one generation, you abandon cities and you do all that stuff. Like when you look at the tide of history, they disappeared almost overnight.
Just left the city.
Over the course of probably 40 years, everybody went where the water was, and it wasn't a city of 50,000 people. Everybody probably went, well, fuck it. I found a sea note over here. I'm going to kick it with my family.
They're I'm moving to Oregon.
Yeah, exactly.
Still raining there.
Fuck that. Did you experience any of the acoustic mysteries?
Very strange, man. So if you stand in front of the Pyramid of Castillo and you clap, it creates a crazy weird echo that comes out of the top of it.
Did you see a video of that, Brad?
Mm-hmm.
Because I read a description of it and I was like, And then when I watched it, I was like, no, that's fucking weird.
It sounds like a bird is screaming at you.
But apparently that's the thing. Apparently it sounds like the bird that was the bird that was like native Quetzalcoatl's like bird, like the bird that the god that the temple was after. That was like the, that was the bird. Yeah, and when you clap at a certain distance, the clap echoes back and it sounds nothing like a clap. It sounds like weird. Some weird, crazy bird quack.
It sounds a lot like a 22 ricochet or something when you hear it go like that little thing when it shoots back by. That's what it sounds like. It's a ricochet from a bullet.
So people think that they designed it acoustically to make the sound come back to sound like the bird the bird that was part of the worship of the thing the temple was built on.
And you got to wonder too. Too. Like right now it's dirt and grass and rubble on the bottom, but when that was plastered flat painted surface in the entire floor and things weren't crumbling and there was all these hard flat structures that hadn't been crumbling yet and all those sharp edges, it was probably 10 times louder.
Yeah.
So we went to the ball court, you know, they have like this soccer-esque game, and on the ball court there's a north and south end, and the guy had my brother, and it's like, I don't know how big that is, but it's over 100 yards. It's bigger than a football field.
Right.
Like he walked to one end and I walked to the other end where I could barely see him, and you can talk to each other like you're standing by each other if you face the wall away from each other. You can turn your back to the other person at a distance greater than a football field, and you kind of yell their name towards the wall, and it just sounds like they're by you. It was fucking weird.
That's crazy.
But I wonder if it's a product of just like, you got a bunch of fucking rock walls. I mean, those rock walls are echo. Massive. Yeah. That it's going to echo. You built a square. It just happened. It's a big flat surface. And it just happened maybe. They played with a 7-inch rubber ball, which I thought was weird, but he showed us the tree where the rubber comes from, these little pods and stuff. And it was kind of like hacky sack or something mixed with soccer.
Right.
And allegedly, the big scary thing of this is they would practice. There was like 13 ball courts or something in Chichen Itza itself. And they would practice. But when they finally played in front of the priest or the king, the losing team or captain, it's debatable.
Got sacrificed.
See, but it's also debatable because I read another group of archaeologists that, based on some saying that they have in Maya, like in Mayan. Rights? Well, no, there's like a saying, like an ancient saying, and it's, I forget what it is, but it was something like the winner gets, like the victor goes the sacrifice or something.
Right.
And they interpreted it as the captain of the winning team was sacrificed because since he won, he would be sacrificed
and he would be
elevated almost to the status of a god in the afterlife because he was the captain of the winning team. So some people think the captain of the winning team was sacrificed as an honor,
and some people
not the captain of the losing team as a diss. So, but either way, everyone pretty much agrees at the end of the game, a motherfucker was getting his heart cut out.
I read not at all. No, it was decapitated.
Oh, decapitated. So I read that's the picture on the stone bench. Yeah.
So I stood in front of both the walls on lining the ball field on each side are these depictions that used to be crazy colorful painted murals. But now it's so bad to try to see them that the guy would literally just hold a shadow to like draw out the shape so you can see it. Mm-hmm. But once he does it, you're like, oh, I see it. It's a sailboat. Yeah. It's a schooner. Someone will get that joke, but you could see, and it was a guy.
Not me.
It's just appreciating.
I'm not going to say what it is because someone will say they got it.
Okay.
It was a picture of the player holding a knife in one hand and a decapitated head in the other, and these giant like spurts of blood and like these snake blood spurts coming out of his neck.
Yeah.
So I stood in front of that and looked at it. And it's on both sides, but one side you can really see it. And
I mean, apparently the sacrifice is all about blood. Like the sacrifice, like the blood itself was what they were sacrificing for, because the blood is what the God.
In Christianity, you drink the blood of.
Right.
You
know, well, they considered it the life force of like the universe. Yeah. So I watched an archaeologist where you're like, oh, that person.
Well, but it's kind of weird though, because like every culture that I've studied that does a human sacrifice or an animal sacrifice, you sacrifice the entire, like you burn it, you sacrifice the flesh, like the entire thing as a sacrifice, not just the blood. So I thought it was a little bit.
Well, check it out. So there was a female archaeologist who didn't look female really. Like she was like Indiana Jones digging in the dirt, like tough chick. And she likened it to midichlorians. Like she was like, if you've ever watched Star Wars, and you would imagine Obi-Wan Kenobi, like a Jedi, that they have this life force, like this force of life in the universe. And the Mayans had a similar belief of blood. They believed that it contained the life force. So the buildings, the trees, everything, they would bleed people, and they believed in bloodletting, and they would let the blood run down the temple because they believed that it was kickstarting whatever power there was, and that they would have good crops, to the point that even the king on special occasions occasions, like the main king would bloodlet. So he would fast for multiple days and then use a stingray spine to pierce his foreskin and bleed onto strips of paper that they would then burn over a fire and speak to the gods in the smoke. I don't know why he had to cut his dick, but that's what the king.
Eek.
Yeah. So if they were really having a hard time and they're killing, because there was something that the Spanish witnessed like 10,000 people killed in one day or something. They had sacrificed 10,000 people in one day. But if that didn't work, then the king would be like, fine, I'm gonna poke my dick with this stingray.
10,000 people didn't do it. I guess I'll poke my dick.
Yeah. So he would pierce his foreskin and bleed onto paper and then burn it.
So it was like a midichlorian.
But they believed it was like a life force in the blood, that the blood contained your soul. So it was the best you could give back, you know, it was magical.
Was there a Highlander involved?
Sort of. They didn't believe there could be only one.
There
can be only 10,000.
And it's Mexico, so there can be only one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That was good.
But I also read, when you get into the fucking ancient alien stuff, I read it's kind of crazy.
Too much for you?
It was a bit too much for me. The theory about the blood sacrifice with the ancient aliens, this comes from a book. I'm trying to find the name of the book. It doesn't matter.
It's Eric Von Donegan?
No, it was a guy named Bruce Fenton, and he's the author of a book, Don't Ask Me How This Connects, Ancient Aliens in Australia, which came out in 2013. And it's in the book, it claims that the Mayan kings were alien hybrids, which apparently is a claim that goes back to 1975. Like, this is one thing I was tripping on the ancient aliens theories. Once I started looking into it, is I thought it was just like internet wackadoos talking about ancient aliens, but the fucking earliest shit from Mayan ancient aliens goes back to 1968. Like, they've been talking about this shit for a long time.
It's all Eric Von Donegan. He started that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. He started it Cherries in 68, but then a guy named Alan Landsberg and a thing called Outer Space Connection, wrote a book and did a movie, and he was the first one to say that they were hybrid aliens, that the Mayan kings were. But the Australian guy said that they were hybrid aliens, and that the reason the blood was important is because they had he said, quote, Palladian human hybrids on Palenque. Is that the name?
Palenque, yeah.
Yeah, Palenque had extremely high levels of endogenous DMT in their blood, hence their blood being considered a sacred offering and a key to other spiritual dimensions of existence. So his theory is that they were alien hybrids and people would need their blood to get DMT so they could have spiritual.
Except for DMT is in like every plant in the world.
So I thought it was fucking. That was pretty. Wackadoocious right there. So they were the king was bleeding his dick so everyone could get some DMT.
So I love Ancient Aliens, specifically season 1, but the rest of that shit gets real fucking reachy.
How many seasons are there?
Oh, fuck, like 8 or something.
I don't think I've ever watched
season 1's good. They stick to the like, oh, what the fuck is up with that? And then they start getting crazy where they're like, and then the reason you can't find Bigfoot is because he can step in and out of dimensions. And I'm like, that motherfucker, if he could step in and out of dimensions, he would probably have pants.
He would have just shaved.
He's like, oh, fuck it. I can step in and out of dimensions. Yeah, why would I need pants?
Why don't you? I have transcended the pant.
Yeah, I don't need pants.
I always picture Bigfoot having a lisp. He's like, I need pants. I don't need any pants. He talks like Mike Tyson.
I was going to say that sounds more like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, but the problem
I have with those guys though, like I'm on board a lot, but I've been able to like separate myself from their bias because one of the guys was quoted on there to say that, you know, their astronomy was so accurate. Like you said, they followed Venus, Jupiter, Mars. They followed, they could figure out the precession, which is a 26,000 year cycle of the wobble of the Earth.
Right.
And to accurate see that, like, even today, they were only like 8 hours off on the orbit of Venus or some shit.
Right.
Like, they tracked it thousands of years prior to their existence and thousands of years after. And this guy's argues like, they couldn't have had that. It's impossible. Aliens had to give it to them. Their civilization wasn't around that much. I'm like, bitch, we've been fucking only driving cars for a little fucking while, and right. We know it, right? Did aliens give it to us? No, it's fucking math. Yeah. You figure out that it moves this much, and you just replicate it. Just keep adding
Who's to say? say that the fucking, you know, King Pakal, who's the guy whose sarcophagus they think depicts.
I think it's Takal in Pakal or something, right? No, am I wrong?
No, I think it's Pakal. Yeah, with a P.
Yeah,
but they say his sarcophagus lid. And they say his sarcophagus lid is like a guy in a rocket ship, etc. But it's like, why can't I think that someone in his court invented optics? Like, they didn't invent a telescope with some glass. Like, it doesn't mean everybody in the ancient Mayan world had right. it. One really smart fucking Stephen Hawking motherfucker built some, and then this king hoarded it, and at the end he fucking threw it into a fucking C-note where no one has dug it up. I mean, it's like,
I like that you're sticking with C-note.
Like, I'm more likely to buy that than the space alien hypothesis. I mean, humans are smart motherfuckers, and there has to be someone smart. Nice.
I brought props. I forgot to tell you guys. This is my son, so we can't damage this thing.
Okay, he brought a pyramid.
So the cool thing about this one specifically, though, it's this is a calendar. It's a physical representation, which once again, they built it on top of a structure on top of a structure, but were able to pull out the math to make it face cardinal signals on two equinoxes, have it look like a serpent crawls down the stairs, and that it has 91 steps on each side, adding up to 364, and the temple on top representing the 365th day of the year.
Right. You know what that's missing, though?
What is it missing?
The blood of my dick running down the stairs.
This is my son's. Stay away.
That's his problem.
Yeah. So
he doesn't have to know.
But I'm going to interrupt, too, because I brought a couple other things. I have a Uh-oh. Gift. I have gifts from Mexico. Specifically, I want to see Dave's reaction on this one. It's vegan, I'm pretty sure.
Karate Japones.
They have fucking pallets full of those all over Mexico. I don't understand what the fuck. They're karate nuts. I don't know why the fuck they're labeled karate and they have a big fucking fist in the middle of them. And I got these for Brad. You have to pronounce it in Spanish, though. You need help?
K-quats.
Kwats? What yeah. the fuck?
Japaneses?
No, it's japonese. It's like japonese nuts.
It has two yeah. S's.
No, japonese nuts.
SS.
It's Spanish, not Japanese. It's japonese nuts.
No, I didn't speak. That's why I said japoneses.
Hey, don't look at
I think it's the same thing japoneses. As this, actually.
Is it?
It's just a different brand.
And then I also got something that we probably have to try if Dave can make sure that it's vegan somehow. I don't know. It's probably got gelatin.
I'm kind of afraid of the Mexican food.
Nah, these are sealed.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Look what flavor that is and what it is.
Gomitas enchiladas.
Translated package?
Enchilada flavored gummies.
Oh my God.
Which leads me to a story. We were leaving Tulum, the ruins of Tulum, and it was hours away, dude. We were coming back from Tulum and we were starving. We made the risk factor, and this is like way in the beginning of the trip, to just like stop at this place in the middle of nowhere. It was like someone's house with a bar built in the front of it, and it just said tacos and Wi-Fi. And I was like, how the fuck do they have fucking Wi-Fi right here? There's a parrot on a fucking stick in front of the place, like a big fucking pirate parrot, and like a sad itchy dog running back and forth. And so I was like, I don't know. My brother's like, I'm pretty sketched out. I'm like 50-50 on this shit. So we pull over and get out. And we're like, hey, tacos? They're like, oh, yeah. Literally, they were just like, if someone stops, we'll make tacos, I guess. Like, their house was in the back. You could see the open doors where their beds were at. But there right. was the front, like, of a restaurant with tables and chairs and, like, a laptop. And I was like, they have fucking Wi-Fi. But this cool little bar. And so we order tacos. And in the middle of us waiting for them to make tacos, the family of eight got into a shaving cream fight. In the middle of the restaurant, oblivious to the fact what? That Wait, we're there.
What is a shaving cream fight?
They were just spraying each other in the fucking face and fighting with like, it looked like silly string.
With like fucking Barbasol.
With Barbasol and wiping it all over the dog, the fucking dad, all the kids. They were just slipping and falling and fighting with shaving cream. It was on the laptop. It was fucking everywhere. And the mom was just laughing and making tacos while the whole family was covered in like a fucking foam party in the middle of shit.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
But I went over and said,
did they then start shaving each other?
No. Ooh, no, okay. They just hung out.
That's a totally
they hung out
story.
In the shaving cream, and luckily there was enough of us that we had to sit at like the picnic table thing out front. But I went over and said, hey, the Wi-Fi password? Wi-Fi? And he's like, oh yeah, enchiladas. The password was enchiladas. In the middle of the fucking I was like, of course. Why didn't I just try that?
Right, yeah. Right.
So are you safe to eat those enchilada gummies or not?
I am not.
Oh, it has gelatin?
Gelatinos.
You motherfucker. What is gelatin? Like a horse hoof?
It's usually
it's dead animal bones, I guess.
It's primarily really derived from skin, pig skin. You can get it from bones, but it's easier to extract from
Steve,
pig skin.
Steve was so upset about Jell-O. He's like, I'm not going to eat it anymore. And I was like, why? And he's like, it's like made from the ligaments and he said the bones of animals.
No, you get you get it from bones and ligaments.
Well, it's the ligaments. Yeah, the ligaments and the skin. And I was like, what's wrong with that? Like, you eat meat. Well, Dave, of course not, you know, but yeah, he was super upset about it. And I was like, he's like, that's gross. And I was like, you eat fucking hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see, like if you boil, it's like you get it from like horse hooves, like you said, but apparently the primary thing is getting it from pig skin.
That's weird. You think we would synthesize it, but I guess we kill a whole lot of animals.
Yeah. What the fuck else? You're either going to fry it or make gelatin out of it.
Are you going to try to eat enchilada flavored gummies?
Man, I fucked up an order. God damn it.
You bastard. No,
huh?
We're recording a show here.
I guess I don't know. I have nothing to contribute. I don't have any cool stories.
You could eat these enchilada.
I already fucking almost did with fucking Vegemite. Exactly. Bullshit.
Well, contribute by making gross noises or something.
What's this one? What are these? What are these things? I can't read.
They're like those covered peanuts that they have in Japan. No, not at all.
That's
these are sticky. I guess
you can't. Can you eat those?
Yeah.
Here we go. Or open. I think they're good.
Oh, that's not good.
They're good. They're just like chili plums or something weird. It's like sweet and spicy. They're sticky as fuck, though.
I just pulled
so many horses in there.
I just pulled out a fucking Mayan's heart right now. This fucking thing. Jesus Christ.
Are these karate nuts in shells?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a shell I have to crack? You just eat this.
Oh, shit.
Wait, he does not look happy about that.
You tried to trick me.
I'm like, fucking, why is everything so salty?
You're supposed to eat the shell?
Yes.
What's up? Well, give me another one. I broke the thing out.
The shell is the whole point.
Oh.
How do you like a beer nut.
Is that a beer nut?
Mm-hmm. Not a beer nut.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah. Why? The shell has no flavor.
So I need to hear the story about you getting chupacabra'd.
Oh. Let me tell one quick crazy ancient alien thing real quick before I go complete bullshit. I know I pulled out like fucking props and like peanuts and enchilada gummies and shit, but so
has this turned into like a Food Network show now?
Yeah, it has.
Fucking whiskey and foreign foods. Like,
this is good. Yeah, I don't know how that evolution.
Next week we'll have Rachel Ray on talking about delicious hot sauce.
Marmite, yeah. We just eat weird things.
These are exactly the same.
And hope we have a bad reaction. So at the base of the temples where you said the serpent thing would happen at the equinox, they have, that's the, say the word again, the K word. I fucking forgot.
Chakwates?
Temple of.
Oh,
Kiwanis.
Chaka Khan.
The Kiwanis Club.
Kula Khan? Kula?
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Kulio. Dangerous Minds.
So the alien, the ancient alien argument on that part is that other cultures have the same exact thing. So the theory behind, Shaka Khan, because Dave fucking mind fucked me. Jedi mind fucked me. So Shaka Khan is that he arrived on a raft of serpents somewhere off the coast and gave the Mayan culture eight adolescent children specifically, like between the ages of 7 and 13 or something weird, the knowledge of civilization, like mathematics and science, and the knowledge necessary for civilization. And the thing
He granted eight children this knowledge, he gave the Mayans eight children who had the knowledge.
He taught existing children the knowledge, and they became the first eight priests. So he was the bringer of knowledge. And the thing that started, I was like, oh, motherfucker, that sounds like some creepy ass, like serpents on a raft of serpents. What the fuck is that? But the thing is in the, I can never say it. Mahabharata, the Indian texts, the ancient Indian texts have the same thing, but it's called the Nagas, which are the feathered serpents.
Right.
And they're known for bringing knowledge. And the Chinese have the dragon and the story. And then the religion of Christianity has the serpent in the garden and the tree of knowledge. Like there's this weird connection that they started putting together. I was like, oh, all the cultures all over the world.
Yeah.
and the pyramids. Like, there's all this weird thing. Something happened somewhere. Like, we fucking lost something, because everyone everywhere knows a lot of the fucking same things back then before the wave hit us or whatever the fuck happened.
And I mean, one of the big theories is like this whole archetypal idea that something about the human psyche, the way we interpret the world around us as symbols, it's inevitable that every culture invented the same stories,
yeah,
because
right,
that's how we view the world biologically. So they're or because we all came from the same original people but spread out, that it actually
genetically,
you know.
Well, but that's the, I always use that analogy, I've said it a couple times, is that beavers build dams no matter where they're at in the world. Those right, beavers have never met each other, and they're fucking beavers. They build dams. That's what they do. That's what their species does.
So you're telling me that beavers build dams.
So you're telling me that you really have nothing to add to the episode.
Not the sewer beaver I met.
I told you that already.
You bastards. The sewer beaver. I'm trying hard on this one. You guys are just fucking trying to sidetrack me.
That's my hacker name, apparently.
Sidetracks. Yeah,
I do have a New Year's resolution, though, Dave.
Okay.
I'm trying not to interrupt anymore.
Starting.
Waiting for it.
I'm not.
Okay.
No, it's not going to work. Fucking Brad. So
anyway, saying earlier.
There you go. I had to just take it because you weren't going to talk. And I was like, fuck it. I'll just be the guy. I'll be the fucking martyr in Brad's joke.
Go ahead.
You bastard.
You're telling a good story. I wasn't even paying attention. Go ahead. I was looking up what enchilada means in Spanish. Okay. I was curious.
It means a lot of inches. Like big dick.
Yes.
Enchilada. No, it means to add chili to. Chili pepper too, which makes sense because I think that's flavored with chili.
There you go.
Chile.
Fucked. Sidetracks got me again. Sidetrack shice again. I have no idea what the fuck
you're
I was talking
about. The winged thingies and
you were saying
knowledge.
That. Yeah, I think it's like, I can see where we would build similar structures based off of fucking physics and gravity and resources around us, but I don't necessarily think we might depict the same thing like a serpent on a fucking raft or a snake bringing knowledge.
I'm almost the exact opposite. I think we would come up with similar mythology, but we wouldn't necessarily, because we have the same primal fears.
You do have a fear of snakes.
I mean, we have biological fears of snakes and of heights.
That should be the opposite, though. If you're scared of snakes, they didn't bring the knowledge, you know?
But at least, I don't know. I think somehow those innate fears and loves and desires build some sort of a...
Where do those primal fears originate from, though? Like, how is that instinctually embedded into our psyche? Like, where the fuck did that come from?
Evolution. It's because people got bit by a snake. Yeah. They're like, oh, fuck, I hate snakes.
Everyone who was fucking afraid of a snake lived longer and had more babies because they were smart enough. Everyone who like cockroaches or spiders.
Right. I keep taking this back, though.
Everyone, like, it's why we gag if we smell throw up or poop.
Or Vegemite.
Right. It's like, or Vegemite.
Don't eat that.
It's like, because you know to get the fuck away from it because it carries disease. Like,
it's a smell you're not used to. If you grew up eating vomit, you would be fine with it.
I think he's saying instinctually it knows that it's dangerous.
I'm just saying.
You to get away.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I mean, in Christianity, you have the devil as a snake. You know what I mean? From the very beginning. So you have some some root of evil. And that's where it's been that way in everything.
Because I would see the pyramids and the technology being more of trade routes we just didn't know about. Because we keep finding out about more and more ancient trade routes where the Egyptians made it over to here and the Mayans made it over to there. And then some smart motherfucker talked to some other smart motherfucker and said, hey, we build these pyramids.
Or like tectonic shifting, like the whole Pangaea thing. It totally looks like the continents fit together like a fucking puzzle.
Yeah.
Like maybe some crazy catastrophic thing happened and our fucking North American, South American raft fucking moved away as plates shifted and we got separated.
I'm sure.
You know, maybe all that stuff was way close together.
Quicker than.
Yeah. And during that cataclysm of whatever happened to cause that plate shifting, everything fucking got washed away and a bunch of that shit's in the middle of the ocean where all the skyscrapers
were. And then everybody has their fucking flood stories and all that shit. Like, yeah.
So that's it. Case closed.
I think we solved it. It's just like, I mean, if you think about space, and we talked about this in other episodes, but if you think about space, like it almost can hurt your head thinking about it because you're like,
it gives me a fucking stomach ache.
You can't even fathom what's out there. And we have no clue.
No.
We're not smart enough to figure it out. We haven't been here long enough to figure it out.
Right.
This is the same way. It happened in the past. A lot of things are gone. They're trying to piece things back together, but you'll never know. You don't know the language. You don't know. You know what I mean? There's so many barriers. One of them, the major one being time.
Right.
You know, that it just screws with everything. So I just think we're not we're not developed enough to know, and we don't have the tools to know. And some things are just going to be gone. Like, you're never going to know.
Oh, no, you're never going to recover it. Like, yeah. It's just fucking dead knowledge.
Until my time machine's done, bitches.
Right. No, that's true.
So it's almost there.
There's
give
that.
Us, give us your chupacabra story.
It's in the weapons grade plutonium. So, like, a setting from a fucking horror story. We rented this big house, and, like, I've told stories about getting scared sometimes, so it's okay. I'm a grown-ass man, but...
You're always scared.
Some shit happens sometimes, man. Like, this fucking shit was weird. This house was huge. Like, it was, like, 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, and it was, like, literally... way the fuck down some highway, like a 2-lane highway, off of a dirt road and on the fucking water, just with no one around though. And so you were really secluded. It was fucking creepy as fuck. Half my family took off, and so I was just there with my family. So we went to bed, and I fucking we're watching
your wife and your kids.
Yeah,
right.
We were watching movies, like just on Netflix or something. And because I was smart and I brought a Chromecast and I fucking was able to cast some shit because it was Spanish soap operas until I remembered I had my Chromecast. But we were watching this movie and all of a sudden I fucking heard, like, the whole front of the place is glass. The whole back of the place is glass for the view, right? And I heard fucking tat, 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 like fucking someone's hitting glass with a quarter, like if someone was tapping on the window to get your attention. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, must be the ice maker or something. And so I kind of just disregarded it. And then I fucking, all of a sudden I hear that shit again. And I was like, I don't know, maybe like the caretaker guy that like lives in the area is trying to check on me. And I fucking, I look over.
By creepily tapping on the glass in the middle of the night.
I mean, what are you going to do? You can't really knock on that glass. It's going to be like thunk, thunk. That glass is clearly going to make a loud noise if you tap on it. I looked over the balcony and I'm like, that's the front. Like, no one's standing there. There's like a porch light on. I can see the, you know, the, each side of that glass. There's no one there. I was like, it's got to be the fuck. But it's very curious because there's so many hard, flat surfaces because in that region, the humidity is so high. You don't have carpet. You don't have any like.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Everything is rock hard surfaces, like including me. And I was pissed. So I try to go back and watch the fucking movie. And then it's like, tat, 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 tat. My daughter's like, that is not the ice maker. Someone's hidden in the glass somewhere. And it's at that same fucking rhythm and pace. It's like not the wind in a palm tree or some shit. So I go down and the back window is like 30 feet across and 15 feet high. This massive fucking glass back and it's pitch fucking black, dude. And I looked at that window and I was like, had the fucking cold chills. I was like, I do not want to walk to that light switch. It's fucking, why is it right next to the fucking glass? Like, I had to walk up to the fucking glass where like a fucking luchador is going to be standing.
Gary Coleman, yeah. the luchador.
Fucking mask.
That would be scary though.
Yeah. Like there's just a guy with a flashlight in his face.
Fucking midget with a mask on.
So I'm like, tick, white tick, kid. Tick, 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 and turn all the fucking lights on. No one's fucking standing. No one. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I go over and like, look at the ice maker. I'm like, it's making like a like fucking air noise thing, like a soda machine at fucking Taco Bell or some shit. I was like, it's not that. The fuck is this noise? So I grab a steak knife, literally, and I was like, there's no other weapons here. I'm not home. I don't have a gun. I'm fucking just screwed. This is like literally like a scary movie where someone is watching me and they're fucking with me. So I go back upstairs.
The phone rings.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like scary movies?
It was so fucking scream like that. It was so fucking creepy. I go back upstairs and I stand on the balcony for like 15 fucking minutes waiting for it to happen again. I can find no rhyme or reason to the timing between in which it occurs other than fucking with me. So I wait for 15 minutes and finally I was like, motherfucker, I'm going back in the room. As soon as I turn around and step in the fucking bedroom, tat, 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 I was like, what the fuck is someone? I was like, it's got to be my brother. They're back and they're fucking with me and it's not fucking funny, dude. So finally, I just fucking make sure everyone's in one fucking room and I said, I don't know what that is, but I'm fucking a little bit scared, honestly. Let's just lock the door and we'll all sleep in this one fucking room. So then the rest of my family were out on their adults night out, you know, fucking in the town, and I didn't want to go because we're tired. They show up at like 1 in the morning and no one's in their bedrooms. So they're fucking freaked out because the car's parked outside and the house is empty because we're all in this one fucking room. And they're like knocking on the door like, are you in there? I unlock the door. I tell them the fucking story. We like walk the perimeter of the fucking place. No one can figure it out. Finally, I go to sleep and 5:45 a.m. Tat, 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 tat. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It had to be something inside the fucking house, though. Like, I don't know. Something mechanical somewhere. I never solved the fucking mystery.
Well, did you check the chupacabra cage?
There was no cage to be found.
The trap.
No. They usually keep one down there.
That plane ticket I bought was so worth it. It was just round trip, just there and back.
$340 on orbit, so well spent.
Worth it.
$345.25.
Yeah. Scaring Brent, priceless. Yeah.
So other than like fucking the stress of traveling with eight people and compromising and pounding the pavement and driving fucking 8 hours a day and shit on some of those days to go see those temples, I have to say, like, the Spanish, like, fucking community or Mexican community was super friendly, dude. Some of the towns, like, we pull over and we, like, I would do my broken ass Spanish. My brother speaks none. And they would just laugh at us. We'd laugh at them. And then literally sometimes, like, one lady got in the car and just said, wait, got in her car and took us several fucking blocks through crazy neighborhoods to take us to where we were trying to get and then just wave and go home. Nice. And I was just so, I really let my guard down. To my dismay at some point, because I was like, we got to a gas station in the middle of the night where someone scammed us. So I was like, motherfucker, like everyone's been so, it like bummed the last 3 days of my trip out because I was like, everyone's been so cool. Like we rolled up to this gas station in two cars and we both were driving these like little Chevy Aero four cylinders. We're driving the same place. We have the same cars. So luckily we're in the same car, need the same amount of gas. So that's the variable that caught the scammers.
Like, so it's you and your wife and your kids in one car.
Me and my whole family in one car. My brother, his fiance, and my mom and stepdad in another car.
Got it.
So they pull over to a pump and it's quite a ways away. It's like 120 feet away to the right. We pull up to the pumps and immediately the guy's like, no tarjeta, which means like no credit card. So I'm like, okay, I got enough pesos. I've done this a couple of times. It's 500 pesos roughly to get a tank of gas. And so I said, it's okay. I have pesos. And then I get in the car and I'm trying to sort my money. And the dude puts the gas thing in and then comes around. So it's looking through the windshield at me fucking messing with my wallet. And I was like, God damn it. I came in here to try to sort my money out. So now I'm on edge a little bit. And he's like talking to me, asks if I speak Spanish. I say poquito. And I start, you know, we talk a little bit and I pull off what half-assed Spanish I can. And I come back around and he points at the thing and it says 520 pesos. So I open my wallet. I grab a 500 and a 50. And right as I'm reaching in my wallet, my brother's fiance starts yelling my name from across the gas station. I'm like, God, the timing's horrible. Like 30 seconds ago, it's fine. 30 seconds later, it's fine. Right now, I'm trying to pay. The dude just like got me the shit. He said, no credit card. Then he's looking through my window and shit while I'm going through my wallet. And I'm just, it's dark. We've been driving for like 4 hours. I fucking hand him the money and I look over at her like, hold on, I'm paying. And then as I look back, he has two 50s in his hand. And he's like, no, look, and points at the pump. And I was like, that's fucking weird. I swear I grabbed that 500, but she distracted me. She said my name. I looked away. I must have fucked up. I say, sorry. I take the 50 back and give him 500. And then he kind of shoos me out of the spot. He's like, oh, I say, tell him, keep the change. I give him 30 pesos for a tip. And then I try to say, hey, what's up to my brother's fiance again? He's like, oh, andale, like troca, like the shit's behind you. You got to go. And so I get in the car and fucking pull over and cut my brother off because they're trying to leave. And they look like mad at me. And I was like, why are they fucking mad? Like we've been getting along. I said, what did you guys want? They're like, we needed you to speak Spanish because I think this guy just scammed us. I was like, what happened? They're like, oh, we gave him a 500 and a 50. And immediately I was like, motherfucker, that's what fucking happened. He's like, and then he showed us two 50s. I was like, nope. And I fucking threw that shit in park. I hop out of the car. My brother's like, what are you going to do? And I fucking head straight over to their attendant. And this dude just throws a $500 bill on the ground and fucking takes two steps back and shrugs his shoulders with his hands in the air. So I pick up the 500 off the ground, hand it to my brother, and immediately walk back to my guy who's helping that truck now. And I was like, hey, dinero, like, what the fuck? And I look at him and he's just like, same thing, like, hold on, I'm helping. I was like, no. And he fucking like finishes up with the guy real quick. He goes and I was like, hey. And he fucking pulls this wad of money out, flips up the money. And as he flips the 500, I just fucking reach into his fucking money roll and fucking pull $500 out, 500 pesos out, and just look at him. And I was like, what's up? And he just shrugged his fucking shoulders. And I fucking hand it back to my family. And my family was like, that was the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen. Like, it's probably the dumbest thing you've ever seen. They could have said I robbed him and called the fucking police, right, and federales or something, and fucking, yeah, made up a different story in Spanish or killed me or something. But I was pissed. They were stealing like 50 bucks, you know?
Yeah.
But those motherfuckers,
that might have never happened to him before. They were like, oh, fuck, like the fucking crazy mad white guy. Like,
the,
yeah,
fucking Sons of Anarchy guy.
No, I have a feel like because if you're a grifter, if you're just trying to fucking scam people, like the quickest out is just exactly what that first guy did. Drop the money on the ground and just fucking back up with a posture that says, I'm not fucking.
No problem.
Yeah.
And you're just going to take your money. And most people, I would think, would just.
And that's how you know they did it. Because I really wasn't sure. You're uneasy about the math of figuring out peso conversions and shit.
Right.
So So then I hung out with the owner of PrintDirtCheap.com all day, and I told him the story, and he's like, that's crazy. I've never heard anyone fucking do that shit. So, and he lives there. He lives in Merida, Mexico. So he said that the way that the mentality of their, like, their culture is not that of that he robbed me. It doesn't look malicious to them. It's that if you're dumb enough to fucking fall for it, I'm taking it. Like, yeah, if you're dumb enough to fall for it, it's mine. And that I'm American, I must have enough money that it's fucking nothing to me. What's 500 pesos? It's 25 bucks. That's how much that guy makes all fucking week. But to him, to me, he's like, he's got plenty. I'll just take it.
Yeah.
To the point that he told me a story that he had some stuff in his bag. He had like 10 packs of jerky or something. And he took a taxi. And when he got to where he was going, he unpacked his bag and only had 7 packs. And he calls the taxi driver and said, hey, what the fuck? Did you take some of my jerky? He's like, yeah, I took like 3 packs. And he's like,
yeah, I took a few.
He's like, what the fuck? He's like, well, you had 10. So that's their mentality, is like, you have so much. Like, I'll just take it. Like, you know what? You can spare it. You have 10. They don't think it's like the Cherokee thing. Like, they just fucking go over there and take it or whatever. Like, cause you have it already.
Well, that's so, there was no hostility there.
Yeah. It was like, just that, like, oh, why. You got me.
Yeah. You got me. Here's your money back. Here's your money back. No problem. You know, yeah,
it was a fucking strange ordeal.
It might've been trip. if you took more money than you gave them, they might've called, then you would have been robbing them.
So did a little bit, because what happened at my brother's pump, I didn't know, she argued with him and he was like, oh, here's your tip back. Sorry. I don't know what you're talking about, even though he spoke a little bit of English, and gave her 30 back.
Yeah.
And then I took the 500 or something. So, like, I don't know. They ended up getting more money than they were supposed to get. But on my side, I realized at the end that I actually still gave him a $30 tip for trying to rob me. Or 30 peso tip for trying to rob me.
Yeah. They got to make a living.
Yeah.
You know,
bastards.
Yeah. You should have told him, next time you rob me, put a mask on at least.
Yeah. They wouldn't have got that. And I couldn't have conveyed it in Spanish well enough.
Yeah.
That's but awesome. Overall, it was a cool fucking trip. I ate a bunch of weird food and I didn't get sick until I was back in the States for whatever fucking reason, which I guess is a blessing. If I'm going to get sick, it's better it happened.
I don't know. I don't want to go there.
I don't either. I don't want to go anywhere. Like, it's not like I'm talking shit. I don't really want to go much of anywhere.
Traveling's rough, cool, man. Yeah. It was a lot of fucking work.
Like, I know people that travel all the fucking time, man. And I'm just like, that just sounds fucking exhausting.
You know what? It sounds like, fucking cool. Like, it's like a road trip. It's cool till your ass is asleep in an hour and you fucking, like, your iPod's not working. You're like, fuck. Like, this is boring as fuck. And I have to stare at the road. The driving is what got me, dude. My side was killing me. We drove for fucking hours. And we drove through the craziest places that I don't even know where we were, like Nacho Libre towns, like literally the little cart in Nacho Libre that he fucking drives, hundreds of those little two fucking beach cruiser wheel carts, people riding on those motherfuckers. We saw a mom, like a grandma, like a probably like a 65-year-old grandma riding a fucking like Vespa looking style scooter with her daughter on the back riding biker style, holding like a fucking 4-month-old baby off her
gangster head.
And she pulled up next to the window in my blind spot, and I was like asking my daughter, like, Berkeley, like, is that lady right there in the window? She's like, yeah, the baby's smiling at me. I was like, God, I'm about to go through a roundabout. Like, God, like, keep an eye on them. Like, it's so scary. It's like, it was to the point that we folded our mirrors into drive and stuff because it was such tight quarters. It's insane. Like, they were talking about how dangerous it is. Like, Print Dirt Cheap owner Jeff was like, hey, stay on the sidewalk. Like, 3 people died right here because the buses won't stop. They just run you over.
Yeah.
And so my stepdad was walking next to Jeff talking. And at one point, Jeff reached over and like pulled my stepdad onto the sidewalk. Like, hey, man, whoop. And it's like, serious. Bus.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, did you see that just happen?
Yeah.
He just saved his fucking
life. That's like the cabs in New York will run you over. Like,
they don't fucking no give joke. A fuck, dude. Yeah. Some guy cussed at me. Like, there is such a sense of urgency at the gas thing. You don't get to pump. They have to pump. It's like Washington.
Full service.
They pump your shit. But when they're done and they have the money, if you're fucking done, you get in your car and you get the fuck out of there. Some guy got so mad at me, dude. And I don't feel like I wasted any time, dude. Like, he looked at me and held up his fucking arms and flipped me off and was cussing at me and Spanish and shit. And I held up my arms.
Brad, like, maybe you do need to go there.
I was like, what the fuck,
give me
dude?
A job.
You'll fit right in.
Damn.
Like, I paid, walked around. I said some shit to my brother as I was getting in the car. He's like, honk, honk. And I was like, calm the fuck down, dude. I haven't even had time to get into
the fucking
car.
Guy waiting for you? Like,
the guy waiting behind me. Because, like, there's no, like, double pumps. It's always, like, a single pump and 2 lanes. Yeah, and people are pulling behind you, apparently, dude.
So at the end of the day, for listeners who are thinking about going to Mexico or to see the pyramids, would you say they should go see Chichen Itza
Like, don't drink it, the water. If you're going to get anything with ice, it has to have a hole in the middle of it. Don't brush your teeth with the fucking water. I was doing it out of like a coffee mug with bottled water for a while, like getting just water pouring in a cup when I was brushing my teeth. But then I got lazy and I was like, I'll just use Listerine when I'm not swallowing it. It's just in my mouth. I'll swish. Apparently not.
One little bacteria.
I don't think that's what got us though.
One sperm will get you pregnant.
One sperm will get you pregnant. Yeah.
Right, that's it. That's all it takes.
Yep.
Out of the millions. Yep. So
I got pregnant with diarrhea babies.
He did.
Fucking in my gut.
I mean, those
bastards.
I mean, at least when you swallow my daycare, it doesn't do that to you.
Swallow your daycare.
Jesus, I've never heard
the fuck
that
is
one.
That? I've never heard
that's
that.
Fantastic.
When you swallow my daycare, yeah. I don't really get it.
That will someday make its way into one of my novels. Probably.
What are you writing? Like a 50 Shades of Grey? Like,
she passionately looked
swallow
into
my daycare,
eyes.
Bitch.
Yeah. Swallowed his daycare
as he pulled her choke chain.
No, that's just like, a good insult to throw at somebody. When you
swallow my daycare, bitch.
I got more of those if you need insults.
Yeah,
plenty of those.
So I don't think aliens built it. It was awe-inspiring. No. It was a cool experience. I think people should definitely go, but at your fucking own risk. Because like Mexico City is another story, apparently. Like you go there and you take a wrong turn, they're going to fucking rob you or kill you.
Right.
Where I was at was like far enough away from the shit, I guess, where it's not, it's more peaceful. Well,
you're
to scam
you were kind of in the country,
yeah,
I guess you would
the
say.
Country folk.
Yeah, like if you're wondering, like look at Progreso or Merida, mm-hmm. Is where I was at, if you're curious, looking at a map. It's way the fuck down there. But we had a layover in Mexico City and I was looking out the window so hard. I was like, I want to see Teotihuacan. Like, but it was like when I went to New York for layover, you can't see the Statue of Liberty. I was like looking out the windows, like, I don't know how far I am from that. Maybe I'll catch a fucking glimpse of it. Nothing though.
Yeah.
So that's all I got. But diarrhea babies. And on that note, thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce for sponsoring us. You can use code SOFAKING on their website to save some money. Also, thank you to PrintDirtCheap.com, not only for sponsoring us, but being so gracious. I got to visit his home. He came over and hung out with us at our place. Beautiful family, super cool guy. It was great to get to meet his family and everything and hang out. Thank you to De Leon Graphics. He's been keeping up with this fucking crazy store chaos and restocking sizes that were low on stock on. He's doing a great job. The koozies that are now in stock look beautiful. He did a great job on that. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. They print all those mugs for us, and I'm going to have to hit them up because you guys are buying the shit out of those, and stocks are getting low. Thank you to Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can visit armhunter.com and log on there to get instructional DVDs and apparel. And is there anything else we're supposed to think?
No, that's it.
Any shout outs you have?
Nope.
Oh,
should we do some? Shout out. Yeah. I had a shout out.
I don't know.
I want to shout out to Jarrell Jones from New York. That's the bagel guy. He went to fucking Target.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He went to fucking Target looking for El Yucateco and filmed it. And then the guy, he proved like that he had, well, he looked in the section that had Cholula and shit. And at first I was like, kind of like frustrated because I was like, I like that guy. He listened to the podcast. He knows if you see Cholula and Sriracha, you're on the wrong fucking section. That's not the section. So I was in Mexico too when it happened. He posted that on Facebook like, where you at, Brent? Where's your Yucateco? It's not here. I'm standing in front of the hot sauce. Look, they got the Tabasco, Cholula. He called it something funny like fucking Cholula or something. But I messaged right away. I commented on his video and I said, I have fucking said it a million times. You see Cholula, you're in the wrong spot. And then he's like, remember that time 5 minutes ago when you said I was fucking wrong? And posted another video immediately of him talking to the Target employee, having him check the little fucking Telson scanner stock gun and standing in the fucking ethnic section with like Goya beans and shit. No El Yucateco at that Target. He's like, yeah, apparently we don't carry it. It looks like it's available, but we don't have it for some reason, some shit. But I think El Yucateco even responded on that and said, yeah, I don't know why you guys don't have it because you're supposed to have it at that Target. So it's pretty funny. And then he went one more further. He posted a third video and went to some place called like fucking meat, fucking something funny, like meat market or some shit, and found it at some weird no-name place. Finally got it into his cart.
Funny name, yeah. Meat market.
I love that guy though. He's fucking hilarious. That's all I got.
All right.
Is that it?
Yep.
All right. Don't be a retard.
few, leaving you confused. Days, then what got you all amazed? How the fuck we could be so blazed? Take one black to fill your life with terror. Think of all the bullet holes embedded in your area. Bullets at the end who get shot. My motherfuckers making hip hop.
We came here to get you high. Represent underdogs worldwide. On the hustle, leading crooked lives. We don't die, we multiply, but we divide. So how are we gonna survive? You got your own, I got mine. Don't cross paths, cause an intersection is just another form of clash and crash.
Brutal violent environments, crimes, terrorized rhyme events. I'm bringing the streets to the stage, rocking them both and your front page. LA street families are from my land, weak legacy. There must be some kind of way out of this pain. Said the Joker, chain smoking weed train. Tape, hey, stop random capping. Shoot a hoota captain.
We came to drop this now, there's no shock. We rock till the cops come and knock nonstop.
Do you rock or do you get locked in fights with clocks? Your psycho don't train out your box.
We come from psycho cities and blocks. We're raised by gunshots, no life in hip hop.
Do you rock or do you get locked in fights with clocks? Your psycho don't train out your box.
We're spirits dancing in the flesh, except when somebody changed the music and the tune is dead. We don't dance around bonfires. We get stone stripped or wired in memory of those expired. My people's exodus results in prejudice. You ask us why in poverty we become terrorists. Well, let me tell you this, we don't choose to tote gas. A selling on the corner is to avoid tax. If you gun talk or hip hop, there's too much division, so find a new mission or it'll stop. We do our thing, talk slang, live on fast lane. Some do it for money, others for the fame. You're out playing games, dangerous with high aim. How long will you maintain before you get slain?
Clearing the mind, but my soul is mad. Tendency to act real bad. Come across me. Don't C-O-M-E out at N-I-G-H-T. Yeah, we the fucking crazy. You from the streets freely. You see me. Bellon, cyclone, delivering a metal rainstorm.
We came to drop these styles, there's no shock. We rock till the cops come and knock nonstop.
You rock till you get locked.